What's happening locally? The news.
And it is indeed time for our Thursday morning look. Some of those local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The income of the Panama Canal will decrease between $500 million and $700 million due to the restriction on transits and fewer resources that it will receive from tolls from ships that use other routes. This was reported by the administrator of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, Ricoarte Vasquez, who explained that a reduction of $200 million had been estimated, but given the increase in restrictions due to the prolonged dry season that has affected the level of the lakes, a further reduction is now projected. I'm not sure that the loss of that income can be corrected in another way, because to the extent that auction prices decrease and the number of vessels is lower, the income is not recovered, explained the ACP administrator. He reiterated that the canal is not transactional and maintains long-term relationships with its customers. It doesn't seem reasonable that a long-term business relationship would take advantage, he said, of a question about whether costs would rise further to offset the drop in revenue. The number of transits through the canal has been progressively reduced to 24 ships per day that currently pass through it. The administrator did not rule out that it could be reduced even further if the water situation worsens and it does not rain between April and May of this year. Regarding the reliability or not of the route, he said the reliability has been demonstrated, but he said that it is not surprising that others intend to capture part of this of our route and the market. We believe that in general terms we must comply with our budget, he said. The canal administrator stressed that the canal does not have authority over the entire basin and the hydrographic account is not the property of the canal. He said that the canal's approach to the executive is to delimit, define and expand the canal's account. He maintained that the decision to build a new reservoir on the Indio River is in the hands of the executive. The issue of water is a national issue, not only of the canal. It does not apply only to Panama, but this issue must be faced throughout the entire country, said Vasquez. It would certainly help a lot if the restriction by law that the Panama Canal has on building a reservoir is eliminated, added the canal administrator. He argued that sooner or later, in this decade or the next in the Panamanian population, well, it's going to need more water. Vasquez reported that if it is up to the canal to build the Indio River, they have the resources to do so. The issue is when that decision is made. If the responsibility lies with the canal, we will make a decision to develop a collaboration with the community. The Panama Canal talks to communities door to door, he said. Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the Canadian First Quantum Minerals, reported that on Tuesday it delivered the maintenance and management plan that the Ministry of Commerce and Industries had required. In a two-page statement, the company listed the points contained in the plan. The company highlighted that the execution of the document will depend on the source of financing, but it did not make clear whether it will provide the funds or if the government will have to finance the work. After the Supreme Court of Justice declared the contract unconstitutional in a ruling that was issued last November the 28th. The activities contemplated in the plan entail costs that are estimated in tens of millions of dollars per month and require sources of continuous financing that must be defined in a timely manner to guarantee the objectives and sustainability of the plan, the company indicated. In a preliminary report on the 2024 projections, First Quantum indicated that the Mine Preservation and Safe Management Program would cost between $15 million and $20 million per month, but added that everything will depend on the activities that are carried out. To carry out the maintenance tasks, Minera Panama indicates that it will be necessary to maintain a workforce of 1,400 workers, a number that would decrease as the phases of the closure plan are completed, which would focus on the maintenance of the main pit to avoid erosion, as well as in the care of 215 tons of supplies that were used to carry out the explosions. The First Settlement Court for Criminal Cases has ordered the accumulation of investigations related to the alleged irregularities in the construction of the corridor via Brazil Section 1 and Section 2, the execution of which was assigned to the Spanish company Fomento de Construcciones y Contratas FCC, as we know them. This was for an amount of $455 million. Initially, the court had scheduled the preliminary hearing for the former Minister of Public Works, Federico Suarez, and six other people for alleged embezzlement in the case of the corridor via Brazil Phase 1. However, Suarez's defense and other lawyers requested the accumulation of both processes. Judge Aqueda Rentiera agreed to the request, determining to hold a single hearing that covers both cases on the 3rd of September of this year. In addition to Suarez, this case includes the defendants of former MOP contract director Jorge Churro Ruiz, Juan Vasquez, Maria Gonzalez, Leon Emilio Halfen, Hector Castillo, and Sergio Fernando del Sauer. Between 2009 and 2014, the Spanish company FCC carried out the construction of the corridor via Brazil 1 and 2, however, the Comptroller General of the Republic detected overpricing in the works. According to the audit reports of the Comptroller's Office, the corridor via Brazil Phase 1 presented overpricing in the amount of $70.6 million and $41.8 million, respectively. The Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an injunction of constitutional guarantees filed by Ivan Arturo Arrocha, sentenced to 70 months in prison for laundering money to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America, S.A., which is known as EPASA. This was in the so-called new business case. The decision was adopted on the 12th of January, but was disclosed this January the 16th through Edict 51, through which the Secretariat of the Court notified the parties. The appeal was presented after last October the 24th, the Superior Court for the Settlement of Criminal Cases confirmed the sentence handed down last July by criminal judge Paloisa Martinez. This is against former President Ricardo Martinelli, Daniel Ochi, Janeth Vasquez Sanjur, Valentin Martinez Vasquez, and Arrocha. Arrocha, who was the vice mayor of the District of Panama, was convicted of having managed the delivery of an advance of $600,000 to the Condote Panama Company for the construction of the Colon Sports City. Well, that money ended up in a basket account in the name of the company New Business Services, used to acquire EPASA shares in December of 2010. In this case, the criminal chamber of the court is pending to resolve an appeal for cassation presented by the lawyers of Ricardo Martinelli and others convicted. The construction sector began the year 2024 with invoices receivable from state contractors who have pending payments from public institutions for works and infrastructure for more than $200 million. The government's debt with state suppliers as of March of 2023 was 90% paid, and to date, new debts have been added that reached more than $200 million, said the president of the Panamanian Chamber of Construction, Alejandro Ferrer Solis, who took possession of this union on Tuesday, the 16th of January, and replaced Carlos Allen, who was in office for 2 years. We will maintain, or we will insist, on timely compliance of the obligations that government entities maintain with the constructors, who are members of CAPAC, whether they are accounts for work in progress, amounts withheld, or other obligations derived from contracts signed with the state, he said. He added that one of the key issues is the need to reduce excessive bureaucracy in the procedures for starting construction projects, obtaining construction and occupation permits. In a very particular way, we will work to achieve transparency and comply with the principle of free competition in the selection process of contractors in charge of the execution of public works, said the president of CAPAC. Although Panama Company's personnel hiring expectations have been reduced compared to the first quarter of 2022, they do remain positive. At least 42% of companies indicated that they intend to increase their workforce between January and March, according to the Employment Expectations Survey by the consulting firm Manpower Group Panama. Although this study was done before the new minimum wage increase of 4.5% for small and medium-sized companies and 6% for larger ones was announced. For the first quarter of 2024, 8 of the 9 sectors predict positive hiring intentions, and 3 of the 4 regions anticipate an increase in staffing levels, highlighted Claudia Escobar Casillas, country manager of Manpower Group Panama. The survey reveals that the net employment trend was 27% in the first quarter, and also indicates that 37% of companies expect to maintain the same number of employees, while 17% admitted that the number of employees will decrease. Compared to the last quarter, there was a reduction of minus 8 percentage points, 35%, in hiring intentions, and a decrease of minus 18% compared to the same period in the first quarter of 2023 at 45%. The sector with the best expectations of increasing personnel hiring is manufacturing, with a perspective of 37%, which represents 10 percentage points from the last quarter, but also 10 points below from January to March of 2023. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the stories in the local news compiled for you for this morning's programme.